If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are rejoicing in the days of the summer, in the good things of the Lord. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Already these days of the summer have proven to be the most outstanding summer days in all of our history. As we are now going through the final month, the month of August, we want to challenge you to continue to pray that God will send revival to our nation and to our city. The days of spiritual awakening are days that we must have for survival in our nation. Never before have we faced the crisis hours that we're facing today. And again, I'm calling on people all over the city of Fort Worth and in other areas of the nation to continue to pray that God will bless America and that all of the difficulties and the problems that confront us as a nation and as a people will find their solution in an old-fashioned revival. In days gone by, God has blessed this nation with mighty revivals. We believe we are still serving the same God, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. So we're calling on our God, who invites us to pray, and He will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon us that we'd not be able to stand. Will you join with us in prayer through these days of August, praying that God will send a sweeping revival to America and let that work begin right here in our city, right in our own hearts, and right in our own churches. If you do not have a Sunday school and church home, we invite you to come today to Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. We would be more than happy to welcome you in the Sunday school hour today at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service at 7. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. You'll discover a friendly atmosphere in which to worship God here at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. We believe it would be worth the distance for you to drive from any part of this city to come to Worth Baptist Church today. We're expecting the blessings of God upon us, and we want to share these times of spiritual refreshing with you. So get the family together, call a neighbor, invite someone to come with you to share the good things of the Lord in worship today at Worth Baptist Church. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Perhaps some of you are listening for the very first time. Let me acquaint you with Worth Baptist Hour and Worth Baptist Church. We are now broadcasting in our fourth year on this radio station. The purpose of this radio ministry is to propagate the gospel of redeeming grace. And Worth Baptist Church has but one mission, and that's to evangelize right here in our city and around the world. We are helping to support some 55 missionaries in various parts of the world. And we believe that God has given us a commission to evangelize. So if you're looking for a church home that believes in the gospel, that preaches the Word of God, and that believes in missions around the world, you'll find it right here at Worth Baptist Church. Why not write us today and let us know that you're listening to Worth Baptist Hour? To all who write in the month of August, we're going to send absolutely free and postage paid one of my books of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would like for many of you to have this book in your home. It can be yours free, without any obligation, by simply writing and requesting it during the month of August. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today for your free copy of the book entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Our mailing address once again is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, I Believe. I'm going to read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for redeeming grace. We thank Thee that Thou hast given us a book that we call the Bible. We thank Thee that Thou hast sent Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. And we thank Thee for the privilege of broadcasting this good news over this station today. It is our prayer that as the broadcast fills the air, that many might hear it and believe and be saved. Bless every listener and meet every need of every heart is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse 1. Forasmuch as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. I'm speaking today of those things that are most surely believed among us. Many people are floundering about in a sea of uncertainty today. Life for them has become one big barrel of confusion. In many cases, the reason life is such a hard and trying experience is because they don't believe in anything. Strong beliefs and deep convictions are to a life what roots are to a tree. The fierce winds blow, but the mighty oak stands because it has roots. And so it is in life. The winds of adversity blow. The winds of persecution blow. The winds of doubt and fear assail. But the Christian life stands firmly because it is rooted and grounded in the Christian faith. Jude spoke of the faith in these terms: earnestly contending for the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. Our body of revealed truth that we call the Bible sets forth the basic principles that God would have us believe. When I was growing up, we used to sing a song entitled, I had rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. And beloved, I had. I wouldn't trade my faith today for the fortune of the Rockefellers, or the Fords, or the Dodge Boys. I'd rather be saved than have a deed to this world. For what I have today, money cannot buy, time cannot erase, and the devil cannot destroy. The person who does not have strong beliefs cannot expect to cope with the adversities of life. And there are many adversities, and many crises, and many reverses in our lives. I have many notions and many opinions about many things. To you, some of them might seem foolish or rather absurd. But I am happy to report to you today that there are some things about which I have very definite beliefs and very strong convictions. And these are the things that I want to talk to you about in these moments under the title, I Believe. Let me share some of my heartfelt beliefs with you today. First of all, I believe in the Bible. I list this first because the Bible is the only reliable source of truth that we have. The Bible speaks to every human experience. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 at verse 1, the wise Solomon writes, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." The Bible sets forth eternal principles of life that are just as new today as they were thousands of years ago. Something like 3,500 years ago, Moses wrote the Ten Commandments: "Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt have no other gods before thee." All of these commandments are just as binding today in the 20th century A.D. as they were 3,500 years before Christ was born, or 3,500 years ago from this hour. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Galatians, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." This law of sowing and reaping is just as binding today as it was when Paul wrote it almost 2,000 years ago. You see, the Bible never changes. All other books change. Books of science are outdated today. They're obsolete. I mean, books that were in vogue 10 years ago are today absolutely obsolete. But the Bible remains the same. The Bible is forever true. The Bible is the eternal and everlasting Word of the living God. So I'm happy to say to you, without apology, I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. I believe it is inspired from the very first verse to the last. Every chapter, every verse, every line, every word, every syllable, I believe comes to us through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I'm proud to say, I believe the Bible. Not only so, but I believe in God. I believe that God is the all-powerful creator and controller of the universe. God is my Father, and I am His child. He knows my name. He knows my address. He knows everything about me. And I believe today that God is the great judge of the universe. I believe that one day every sinner will stand before the judgment bar of God, and there God will mete out judgment, just as His book declares. When I have questions of life, deep, dark, abiding, troubling questions, I do not turn to the books of philosophy. They don't have the answer. I do not turn to the books of science, because in the books of science I do not find the answer. I turn to God, because God has the answer to all my questions and the solution to all my problems. Yes, I believe in God, and I believe God is alive, and I believe God is operating in the universe today, the God of all creation, of all circumstances, of all life, the God of the past, the present, and the future, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe in God. Furthermore, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ is and was the eternal Son of God. I believe that He existed before the foundation of the world. I read in John chapter 1 at verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I believe that Jesus Christ left heaven's glory to come to this sin-cursed world. I believe that He was born of a virgin. I believe that He lived a sinless, spotless life. I believe that He died a sacrificial, substitutionary death upon the cross. I believe that He rose again on the morning of the third day. I believe that Jesus Christ is at this time seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. I believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. In the book of Acts chapter 1, as the disciples stood there watching Him go away, "Behold, there stood by them two men in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus, which ye see taken away from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. Yes, I believe in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe it's going to be soon. For I believe that we're living in the midnight hour of this age, and I believe Jesus Christ is coming soon. Not only that, but I believe in the church. I believe the church began with Jesus in the days of his flesh upon the earth. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I believe that the church deserves the allegiance of every member. I'm speaking now to church members all over this city and around this area, and many of you with your names on the church roll, and you have not attended, and you have not supported, and you have not been a part of your church for a long time. I beseech you today, I admonish you today, get ready, go to Sunday school and church today. Honor Christ and honor the Bible and honor the church of God by going to church today. I believe the church has a commission to evangelize the world. I believe it is the business of the church to go around the world and take the gospel of redeeming grace to every creature. I believe that the church is God's prescribed place of worship. I do not believe that you can worship God on the lake or out down by the seashore or up in the mountains. I believe God has put the church in the world as a prescribed place of worship. I believe that one day the church will rise triumphantly over all its enemies and be forever glorified in heaven. Yes, I believe in the church. And there's something more that I would share with you. I believe in a personal salvation. When I was 11 years old, I gave my heart and life to Jesus Christ. At that time, I was saved. No one was saved for me. I was saved myself. And Jesus Christ came into my heart and into my life. Therefore, I can say without hesitation, without apology, I believe in a personal salvation. And I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the author and finisher of this salvation. I believe salvation is of the Lord. I believe salvation is God's gift. And I believe that God is able to save all that come to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that it is God's will that all men be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and live. When God loved, He loved the whole world. And I believe that He's provided this personal salvation for every member of Adam's race. I believe that a man has a right to accept or reject God's offer of salvation. I believe that salvation is by grace through faith, plus nothing and minus nothing. Paul writes in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." I believe that if a man is once saved, he's always saved. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Once in Christ forever. Nothing from His love my soul can sever. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Yes, I believe in a personal salvation that is eternal, that is without end. That men who are saved by the grace of God are preserved by God's grace forever. And then I believe in heaven. I believe heaven is real. I believe heaven has streets of gold and gates of pearl. I believe heaven is the eternal home of all the redeemed of all the ages. I believe our loved ones who have died in the faith are now in heaven. And I believe that one day I am going to heaven. And I believe that you'll go to heaven if Jesus Christ is your Savior. Jesus gave us that promise. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is our written guarantee that one day we shall be with Christ in heaven. Yes, I believe in heaven. I have a footnote to my message and I'm through. I believe God is speaking to someone today through this broadcast. Is it you? Is it you to whom God is speaking in this moment? About your personal relationship to Christ? About your fellowship in the church? About your communion and fellowship with God? Is God speaking to you? Don't turn a deaf ear to God's call. Answer His call today. There will come a time when God will not call. You should answer the call right now and say in your heart, yes, I believe. Only believe, and the work is done. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Just before leaving the broadcast, let me remind you once again that to all who write during the month of August, we are going to send free and postage paid without any obligation to you a copy of the book entitled Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. In this book, there are 7 sermons on the second coming of Christ. I want you to have one. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now, until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.